Michael Morales Torres para Lucha Libre Online y El Calce, junto a mí, una persona que tiene una trayectoria enorme desde el 87 en esta industria. Lo vimos en Puerto Rico, lo vimos en México hace poco también, lo hemos visto en el mundo entero, en Canadá, Reino Unido, Estados Unidos, una mente brillante dentro de la industria y actualmente una de las principales superestrellas de Impact Wrestling, que ahora en enero vuelve a ser TNA, PCO de Canadá para el mundo, llega aquí a Lucha Libre Online, sir. It is an absolute honor to have you here. How are you doing today?
Yeah, la estrella de la TNA.
Espérate, do you speak Spanish?
Because I was in Puerto Rico for quite some time, so I picked up on muy, muy fuerte and muy grande and muy peligroso and la cosa azul and everything, all the gimmicks that I had there and everything. So it's when you said, yeah, you in Puerto Rico, it was like... Okay, it's like my third hometown or second hometown, so it's kind of cool.
So I need to ask that. You were in Puerto Rico. You experienced our food. You experienced our culture. You experienced our drinks, our pitorro, or rum, or medallas. How was the experience working in Puerto Rico?
Yeah, I mean, at times, you know, like Bayamón, like some places that I really, really enjoyed. Some other places on Sunday where it was a smaller crowd where, you know, it was no hot water or it was like, you know, like kind of, you know, it's a little bit different, like smaller venues, but like Saturday nights and Friday nights. Ponce or Bayamón or, but yeah, there was so many places. I can't remember all of them, but it was, yeah, I've had like great matches, like great main event match there in different places and with different opponents and just had a great time.
Sir, you have been inside this industry since 1987. On 2023, you're still relevant. You're still a top star, former world champion in multiple companies. How did you manage to make your career relevant and stay current and stay on top of everything and defeating top stars all around the world in every single company? 35 straight years, it's beyond impressive. How does someone achieve something like that?
Well, right now, for the last 6, 7, 8 years, there's a lot of discipline, a lot of hard work. And there's a lot of things that I do that you can't really see them because it's me for myself, you know. It's the way I eat, the time that I go to bed, the time that I decide to get up early in the morning, and the different type of workouts. I have distros, like also like a super coach, or he's also like a sidekick in my character. We've done so many like videos together. He was part of like a few of them. When I won the ROH world title in 2019, he was with me on my side, you know, making the entrance with me, helping me out with the electricity, the electrocution, and getting me back in life and things like that. So he's also like a great knowledge guy, as far as like he's such in great shape, he's super strong, he's a massive star on the arm wrestling world. So he gives me a lot of things that he had tried over the years, and that together, we train together, we talk together. We both very disciplined. We don't drink, we don't go out, we don't, you know, it's gym, training, but not just muscles, but stabilizers, different things, you know. So it's a lot of work. It's my mind's always 24/7 on pro wrestling. I can't say that I do have fun. I have fun in the business. I have fun while I'm working out for the business, but I can't say I'm going with some friends and party and have fun. You know, I don't do those things. So that's part of the sacrifices.
Yeah. And we're living in a different time, because back then on the road, there were very few things open. Once you go out of a wrestling show, 11 or 12 or 1 a.m., there was just either Wendy's or a Burger King or a random McDonald's. So keeping a diet under these conditions for sure is something complicated. But I want to talk about your evolution. And if I'm not mistaken, I have X, Wild Carl Wallace, Wall Wallace, Super B1, Quebecer Pierre, The Pirate, Pierre Olette, Pierre Carlolet, Pierre, Perfect Creation 1 or PCO, Chris Cannonball, Killer Carl Wallace, Carlolet, Basha Terminator, and as well Jean-Pierre Lafitte, who you use here in Puerto Rico. Yeah. 35 years, multiple creations. Is PCO the cream of the crop? If PCO the perfect creation, as the name says it.
Yeah. Well, because my name, Pierre, my name is Carl Ouellette, but my name in WWE was Pierre. So I put everything together. I made it like Pierre Carl Ouellette. And then it's so hard to pronounce for people. Ouellette, Ouellette, Doulette, Quillette. When I'm in the States, I mean, I've got my name is so butchered, and I don't take it personally. It's a hard name to pronounce, like when you're not French. But for Spanish people, it's easy. Once I tell them I'll do, they go Ouellette, and it rolls like that. But when you don't grow up with that a different language like we do, then it's more. I skip the E, and it's just Ouellette, but it's still hard. Sometimes, you know, it get butchered a lot, you know. There's a lot of characters that like Bash that, you know, it just happened that I was doing a wing tour in Japan. And
wow.
I was teaming up with Bill DeMott, who was Crash. And so we were a tag team. He said, why don't you paint your face? And we go as Bash and Crash. I said, okay. Then I went with it. But it was like a 3 weeks for 3 to 4 weeks things that didn't, that was not part of me at all. It was, I just did it for the purpose. Other things like Jean-Pierre Lafitte, that was not the name that I wanted, but I wanted to try to be a pirate. I sold that idea. So I wanted to be that, but I had no idea they would come up with a pirate name from France. And that was, they kind of made it like to a real story. And then it was like my grandfather was the pirate Jean Lafitte, so I was the grandson Jean Pierre. But that wasn't a name that I really like. Every name with Pierre in it, I always hated it. So it's like Pierre Carl, it's good, or Carl, but if it's just Pierre, it's like I'm getting red. You know, I don't like it. So. That's one of the reason, and like everybody, I think I just saw a picture of Sergeant Slaughter. He had a different name. I think every wrestlers, they go through a process where they have like at least 4 or 5 different persona. You know, you're trying to get something that's gonna get you over. That's gonna work. That's gonna perform. That's gonna get noticed, and you're trying to find it. But actually, the most over like character, the most well-known character that I came up with, which was the French Canadian Frankenstein or PCO Perfect Creation 1, which is like it's like, okay, it's a doctor, a scientist, and just someone who was dead with all kinds of members that was put back to life, is Perfect Creation 1. So it's kind of the same story, but it's unique. So it's the same. So basically, the French Canadian Frankenstein or PCO is the same story. And actually, I didn't look for it. This character found me. Someone gave it to me. Destro gave it to me. That was his idea. And you know, like 10 years prior to when we started together doing that. And when we started, we just started working out together. I didn't know I was going to become the French Canadian Frankenstein. That just happened. Well, I was getting out of the cage squat. I was doing like some exercises and I was walking away from him. And he said, stop right there. And I said, what? He says, the way you walk, the way that you move, everything that you do, you don't have to force anything. You are Frankenstein. That's you. You don't have to force a step or to try to go, you know, sideways, because you're going sideways anyways. So it was me. And the character found me because Destro was a guy is like from Massachusetts, grew up in Massachusetts. was a scary kid, so he was feeling at ease with monsters. So Frankenstein was like his protector, and he became he became the strongest man in the world with his hands, because he was fragile and he was not strong as a kid. So all his passions, he kind of gave it to me by the board, by rebound, transferred everything to me, transferred all his passions to me with my wrestling passion, with the monster, with the feats of strength, with everything. When you put all together, it gets the perfect combination for recipe for success. And that's why it became one of the most talked character, in the business today. It's just very unique, and the style, since I was already ahead of my time, where I was doing things in my career before that people were saying, why do you do that? What's the meaning of that? What's the reason for this? But I like that style of wrestling. I always liked that style of wrestling. And now I'd had a reason to put it together, because the monster is not human, so he can do some crazy stuff that wouldn't make sense before. Now it all makes sense. So it's kind of all the pieces of the puzzle that kind of fell into places. That's why I went through so many characters. To find the right way.
It was a perfect storm. It was meant to happen. The character find you. If you allow me, I'm going to say something in Spanish very quick. Hard to Kill, 13 de enero. Y nuevamente van a traer el 14 de enero Snake Eyes. Ambos eventos, The Palms, Las Vegas, Nevada. Boletos disponibles ahora mismo en Ticketmaster. Van a tener lo mejor en el mundo. Por ahí va a estar Okada, por ahí va a estar Ospreay, va a estar PCO. Y va a haber muchas superestrellas de gran calibre. Hay mucho latino en el área. Dense la vuelta, vale cada segundo de su tiempo. Ticketmaster para boletos. Pero si estás en tu casa, siéntate a verlo a través de Impact Plus o a través de Fight TV. Créanme, vale la pena. Impact está quedándose con el mundo entero. Y si estás en New Orleans, papá, llegó tu momento. ¿Por qué? Porque Impact trae, ahora no Impact, TNA trae Bayou Blast en directo desde New Orleans, Louisiana, el 23 y 24 de febrero en el Alvario Center de New Orleans. Gente, un cartel de altura. PCO también presente. Los boletos para
ese cartel. En cartel, el grandos, el espectacular.
Eso mismo, un cartel espectacular. PCO lo ha dicho todo. Sir, TNA, The Return. Everyone is with their mind blown. We love the promos. We love the artworks. The new signings. We saw Kushida. We saw people like, hell, even Eddie Edwards resigned the contract. But the most important part, PCO had an offer from every single company in the world, and he decided to make TNA his home. Why was that decision? How do you feel making TNA your home?
Because of the lineage of TNA, the way it started with the Jeff Jarrett, the AJ Styles, Samoa Joe, and then you go to that period of time where Kevin Nash and Hulk Hogan and Scott Hall, the Road Warriors, the Steiner Brothers, and the nostalgia effect. It's just to me, like, those letters stands out. So like big three letters at the TNA, and Impact's going to be the show and within the company of TNA. And I think it was, I wanted to be part of the rebirth of the new era of TNA, something is going to be so big, and that's going to keep on growing through 2024 and 2025. And I think, it's going to be like just awesome to be part of all that, just to be involved and to help, the product, and to be part of such a talented roster and such a talented organization. And I like the people that I work with, the atmosphere when you go to work and you got a smile on your face, you're happy to be there, you're happy to be with those people. It's not like, oh, I got to go to work. It's something where, yes, you're pumped, you're excited, you want to make the people, the crowd go nuts, go crazy, and you're willing to sacrifice your body, your everything, just to give them such a night, such an evening, and I wanted to be part of that.
Brilliant. Ladies and gentlemen, leamos y caballeros, este fue PCO, una de las superestrellas principales del mundo entero. TNA viene por todo lo alto, 3 y 14 de enero, Hard to Kill, también tiene Snake Eyes, van a estar directamente en New Orleans, tienen que darle la oportunidad a TNA todos los jueves, 8 de la noche, Access TV y a través del canal de YouTube de ellos, y también la mercancía está disponible en shopimpact.com. PCO, last but not least, some words to the Spanish audience out there listening to you right now that love you in Puerto Rico, that love you in Mexico, that love you all around the world that you've been already. What's the message so they can tune in both Hard to Kill and as well to have the opportunity to see Impact Wrestling, or in this case TNA, in person?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, the talent, the Kushida, the Ospreay, the Will Ospreay, all the amazing talent, and PCO with like his entrance. I think it could be very special, very magical, very it could be something really special. Like we've been talking for Art to Kill, we're working on something, and I don't want to give much away. I just want to surprise everyone, but you need to tune in. You need to buy those tickets, you need to be part of this. It's the first TNA show since 2012, and I think it's going to be a hell of a show.
It's going to be huge. Va a ser enorme. PCO, we thank you so much for your time. Honored, sir, to have you here. Thanks to Ross as well for making this possible. But let's wrap this up, pero en español. PCO, the Perfect Creation One, de Canadá para el mundo. En su momento, Jean-Pierre Lafitte en Puerto Rico. Una persona que sembró y dio mucha historia. 35 años históricos de carrera. Va a estar en TNA. Va a estar en Hard to Kill. No se lo pueden perder por nada del mundo. Este fue PCO y Michael Morales Torres para Lucha Libre Online y El Calce. Porque en español, nadie lo hace mejor. Será hasta la próxima.